With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The April employment report points to a significant cooling of the red-hot job market. The Labor Department says employers added 175,000 jobs last month, far less than the 240,000 that analysts had been expecting. It's also much lower than the 303,000 hires in March. The unemployment rate rose a notch to 3.9%. After issuing warnings to protesters, the NYPD moved in this morning, clearing out encampments at the New School and New York University. Follows yesterday's operation at Columbia University.
A police officer who was involved in clearing protesters from a Columbia University administration building earlier this week fired his gun inside the hall. So says the spokesperson for District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. No one is said to have been injured, and that other officers but no students were in the immediate vicinity. Police had said protesters inside presented no substantial resistance. The district attorney is conducting a review. The gunfire came as police officers stormed Hamilton Hall, where pro-Palestinian protesters had been barricaded inside for more than 20 hours. I'm Norman Hall.
Crews working overtime to reopen a stretch of I-95 at Norwalk, Connecticut, following a fiery crash and damaged a bridge closing the busy interstate.
It involved a tractor-trailer truck, it involved a fuel truck, it involved a passenger automobile. Thank God, no serious injuries. But it has resulted in the closing of I-95 north and south. And that is incredible in terms of the traffic jams and what's happening there.
Governor Ned Lamont on the Connecticut Network saying they hope to have I-95 back in business by Monday morning. And on Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 522 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 255. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court deals a blow to pornographers.
In a unanimous order, the justices have refused to block a new Texas law that requires pornographic websites to confirm that a user is 18 or older before admitting them to the site. Earlier this year, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that law. The pornographers say they will continue an appeal to the Supreme Court on the merits of the case, but for now, the age verification requirement stays in place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
2 years after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade, America's abortion landscape continues to shift. Currently, 14 states are enforcing bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions. Most Democratic-led states, meanwhile, have taken steps to expand access to abortion and attract women from pro-life states. Florida, Maryland, and New York will have measures on the ballot in November to enshrine abortion in their constitutions. This is SRN News. President Biden will award the Presidential Medal of Freedom today to 19 individuals for their noteworthy contributions in several fields.
It's the nation's highest civilian honor. Well-known recipients include John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, Al Gore, and Michael Bloomberg, Olympic swimming phenom Katie Ledecky, and Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh. 93-year-old civil rights activist Clarence B. Jones, who helped write Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, says he thought he was being pranked when he received the call from the White House. The other recipients are Representative James Clyburn, former Senator Elizabeth Dole, Teresa Romero, president of the United Farm Workers, and astronomer Jane Rigby, chief scientist of the world's most powerful telescope. Three posthumous recipients are civil rights activist Medgar Evers, Native American gold medalist Jim Thorpe, and former Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey. Jennifer King, Washington.
Wall Street futures are soaring following release of the April jobs report. Right now, the Dow futures are up 518 points. More details at srnnews.com.